Welcome, everyone, to the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast. I'm Mike Williams, Communications Director here at the Utah PTA. To my left and right, first let's go to my left, your right, and then my right, your left.
I'm Angelie Ado, the Family Life Commissioner.
And I'm Cami Whitchurch, the Community Engagement Commissioner.
And today we're going to talk about teacher appreciation and some ideas, but we're going to first start with a question.
Okay, let's see. What are two things on your bucket list? I don't know if I have a bucket list, but...
I halfway did mine last year. I want to go to a Dallas Cowboys game. I went to the stadium. There was no game, but the stadium was really cool.
Did you go to the new one or the old one?
The new one.
The new one?
Yeah.
With the TV that's like almost as big as the field?
Yep.
Wow.
So that was fun. And if I had to say, so we got hooked on eclipses. That's where we went last year. And the next eclipse that we'll go to is in 2027. So in Spain. So we'll be going to that one.
That's a good thing.
So yeah, I think that's part of my bucket list. I went on my mission to Spain. So now I get to go back. I've always wanted to go back.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. What part of Spain?
Malaga. Okay. Yeah, southern part.
Very cool.
So nice.
Very cool. Even know.
I don't think we're old enough to get bucket
list. I do.
I don't know. I feel like we should, but...
I have a funny PTA bucket list.
Ooh, let's hear that.
I want to... So, we were doing like a get-to-know-you game at our retreat this summer, and one of the things was, like, would you rather introduce yourself when you walked into the room or have to cartwheel out? Or no, cartwheel into the room or... I don't... Anyway... And so I was like, oh, I used to do gymnastics. And so I was like, it'd be nice to be able to do a cartwheel again. So I'd like to be able to do a cartwheel again. That's on my bucket list of ideas. That's one of them.
That's why we practiced in the pool last year.
Yes, it is. Don't try and do a cartwheel in the pool, though. That is not, no. But I do, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to be able to do a cartwheel again.
I'm too scared to do a cartwheel.
My little boy's
there are things that I want to admit to. Like, there's some things that I'm like, kind of keep them close and guarded. Like, I want to be able to do that, but I'm not ready to tell people. No, it's not anything bad. Don't worry, it's not bad. I don't know. Do you have any?
No, what you got?
Well, I don't even know.
Oh, man.
You asked the question. You don't even know?
She thought we would come up with something. Yeah.
No, I don't like to do that. Like, I liked it to be, like, more fair, you know?
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
I mean, sometimes I've got a question that I kind of want to talk about, but usually I just decide right before, so.
Okay, I thought of my second bucket list.
Okay.
It's kind of silly, too. I just have silly things that I want to do.
I like silly.
I, like, our family likes to take our trailer, our RV out camping, and... I would love some point in time to own some property and call it Trailer Haven and have it be a place where any of our friends could come up, like have some camping spots, have just a place that we could always go to because sometimes it's hard. We like boondocking, actually, as opposed to going to, you know, like KOAs or places where you have, you know,
the amenities.
Yeah. To kind of like boondocking, and so I just think it'd be really cool to have a place to go, like an hour away maybe, take our trailer, call it Trailer Haven.
I'm going to second you on that. That's what my wife's always like. She's like, are you on Zillow again? Because I love Zillow. I'm just like, ooh, what's around? And she's like, look at properties in the mountains. Let's get somewhere.
Yep.
Like just 40 grand for an acre of land, and then we can just go. And get away. So, yeah, that's
fun. Well, and then, like, on holiday weekends, you don't have to worry about, okay, where are we going to go? You need to get there early. And the place where we normally go, on some, like, what is it? Dispersed camping land or whatever. It was a part of that fire up by Camas. And so we don't even know if it will be...
If it'll be available.
This summer. Yeah. So... That's one of them.
I like that one. It's a good one.
I think I just want to have a big house.
That sounds good to me, too. This is great.
Have a maid instead of big house, because that's like another requirement.
Yes.
I have to have a maid.
I would love to have a maid right now, even in my small house.
That's true.
And not even to do everything, but just kind of like the deep clean of the bathroom or the deep clean like of the kitchen or the dusting. I hate dusting. But I'm like, I wouldn't even necessarily, I mean, it would be nice if they could come a lot, but I think just, you know, when your bathroom needs that like deep clean that you know is going to take a long time, I don't really have time for those long times. And my kids can't do it properly yet.
Yes.
They can clean the bathroom, but not like deep clean it.
They're not quite there yet.
Yeah, no.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Good job.
I just look at houses that are like even just a little bit bigger than our house, and they're like $1 million homes or $1.5 million homes, and I'm like, one day. Or we move far away and it's like way cheaper.
Yeah. So true.
Well, it's weird. I have friends who they're like, oh, we need to get a bigger house. And by the time they're about to do it, their kids are going on missions. And they're like, well, everyone's moving out. Our house is getting big because everyone's leaving.
But then you don't want too small of a house because you still want, like, room to have your family come.
You need, like, a big visiting space.
Yeah, like an entertaining family area. Yeah, your house can
be small, but you need, like, that one room or whatever to accommodate a large crowd. Yeah.
Because I definitely feel like my in-laws feel like their house is getting too big. But they're like, but we also have grandkids sleep over all the time and we have family over all the time. So it's like, do we downsize or not?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just tricky. Kind of that balance. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Tell us what you would do. What is your bucket list? Yeah.
What should we have on our bucket list? You'd be like, those things are lame.
Is getting a bigger house a bucket list item?
I don't know. I feel like these days it is.
It's just getting a house.
Yeah, getting a house.
Kids, we just joke that they're going to live in the backyard. We're going to just put up tiny homes in the backyard.
I know, seriously. Because
I don't know where they're going to go.
I don't know where they're going to go.
It's hard. It's crazy. Right.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later. No, I'm just joking. That was a cool podcast.
So today we're talking about teacher appreciation. The National Teacher Appreciation Month is in May, but I know that a lot of schools do it earlier. So we thought we would give some ideas or tips and tricks we've tried, or maybe even some things that didn't go great. don't try this. So what are the different levels you guys have helped with teacher appreciation?
Elementary.
Yeah, I've done elementary and some middle school. Yeah, I've helped in the middle school.
I haven't helped in high school ever, but...
Yeah, I haven't been able to in high school. It's usually right around convention, and I'm not available to help with that usually.
Yeah. My kids' elementary school has always done teacher appreciation, like, way before the national one. And I was, at first I was like, well, that's kind of weird. But then I was like, no, it's great because May is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So many people refer to it as May-cember.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's.
Well, and usually like 3 weeks later, you're getting them a little gift for the end of the year anyway. Mm-hmm. Kind of spread out the love a little bit.
I know at our elementary school 1 year, we decided, and I think this was after COVID, and we just knew morale was just kind of low for our teachers. And so we still did a teacher appreciation in May. But leading up, like, each month, at the beginning of the month, we just did, like, a little something for our teachers. And, you know, one of the times it was one of those, the pens, the erasable pens. They're like a thermal reactive ink. So, like, as you rub them, they would. So, you know, it wasn't anything huge, but just kind of to let them know each month. Like, we're thinking about you. We realize the time that you're putting into teaching and... We just want to appreciate you. And I've talked to other schools that have done that. And they do have to be kind of smaller that way because, you know, your budget only goes so far. And you shouldn't be spending all of your budget on teachers. It's for the kids. So, that's kind of one of the things that we did. And it was just little things. You know, like one time I think it was a couple dry erase markers. Just little things.
Mm. So. I love that. Mm-hmm. 1 year I tried to get donations. And I wanted to make like little swag bags for the teachers, and it might have been the year after COVID. Like, so I wanted I wanted to kind of go over the top, or maybe it's 2 years after COVID. I can't remember, but I just posted on our city page and our neighborhood pages, and I was like, hey, does anyone like have a small business that would like be willing to donate something, you know? And then you could put your little card in there, and we had like bracelets and. gift cards and all sorts of things. And I wanted to do like a spinning wheel type thing, and then they would all get like bigger prizes too. So they got a little swag bag. But then I have like massages get like donated. I had haircuts, like all sorts of things. Like it was amazing.
That's cool.
I've never like tried to do one that big with like prizes that big, but I know that like the teachers like really felt that, you know, mm-hmm. like they really felt love, and just from the community as well too.
Yeah, I like that, kind of supporting that community
vibe. Yeah, and I loved trying to, like, use some of the people, like, in our neighborhoods, you know, like,
that's a great idea.
What can you offer,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, that community connection, that's awesome.
And most everybody was like, yeah, just put my card in there, and, you know, I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I will totally put your card in there. We donated, like, 60 things, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anything I explained... it's not anything I've ever done. It's always somebody that's on the PTA board with me. Even when I was president, the ladies took over all of that stuff for me. It was great. One year they did something like Sign Up Genius. Was great because there are parents out there that don't care about PTA, but man, do they care about teachers. And they were like, wait, you want us to do... we were doing like, you know, a drink plus the cup and like... everybody's like, oh, yeah, here you go. Oh. Here. Like, everyone was, it was done. And, like, people are like, oh, she's already taken care of. And, like, you know, just it's super quick. And then the next year was awesome. They did a coffee cart and a hot chocolate cart. Uh-huh. And the teachers signed up for the times that they wanted the coffee cart to come to their, in front of their classroom. They came out and there's different flavors. And
oh, that's cute that the cart went around to them.
Went around.
Yeah, I love that. That's
so cute. That was fun. Yeah,
that's adorable.
Well, and I like the idea of the sign-up genius, too, especially sometimes you have those parents that maybe can't give time, but they're like, oh, you need, you know, a case of soda? Yep.
I can
do that really easy. So I like that idea of mm-hmm. kind of trying to involve parents and giving them the opportunity without maybe the time that's involved in it.
And if you don't think a teacher has a favorite drink, they do. I clean our elementary school at night, and every time we go in there, there is... all kinds of different drinks. And I always have teachers saying, oh, if you ever need a drink, they have little mini fridges in there. So, yeah, getting them a 12-pack is...
I know,
yeah.
Seriously.
So this is awesome little ideas that you could put up on Sign Up Genius. Say, hey, let's find out the drink of choice for every teacher.
Well, and I know a lot of schools will do, like, a little questionnaire for their teachers. Mm-hmm. They'll... you know, have them fill out favorite, you know, treat, favorite drink, just so that for things like this, they already have them on hand.
Yeah.
It's a little more work, but if you, you know, that's something that you could split up to, you could have, you know, will you go get the favorite drinks of these five teachers or like you said, put it on a sign-up genius and have parents donate that, because then you're not doing all the runaround to get it.
Yeah. We did a Google Doc a couple years ago or a Google Form. And then the, like, several teachers that were taking too long to fill it out, I just went to them individually, and I was like, what's your favorite soda? What's your favorite candy?
I love that, because, yeah, a lot of times, I know, you know, sending an email to a teacher that it's probably just they're in a list of about 20 more.
Yep.
And so if you can help them out. And sometimes they just need that, like, just come to my door and do it for me, and... I'll tell you the answers.
And I think sometimes they read it, like, during the day, but then they don't have time to, like, do the mm-hmm. survey or mm-hmm. do whatever right at that moment. Then you just forget. I mean,
yep.
I do it all the time.
Yep, for sure.
You know what you also should think about, at least, is even the office. Mm-hmm, or if you have a nurse or if you have, you know, support staff, you know, think of them, too. Because we did posters last year. And there, all the teachers got taken care of. And then I was like, well, did the special ed teacher get taken care of? And they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't think of her. Which, not bad, but, oh, we want her. We'll take the special ed teacher because everybody had been taken already. I'm like, well, do you have anyone left?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we did posters for them all. And those posters hung on their doors from the beginning of May, you know, to the end of the school year. The teachers loved those posters. Yeah. And it's fun because the family gets to decorate them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Well, and just remembering those other people that help out in the school and that are a big part of that. I mean, your janitorial.
Oh, yeah. I think. Our janitor, he had his own poster made. It was cool. It was fun to have that up there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And even those little sweepers, we always used to try to make sure that we got a little something for the sweepers because, you know, they help keep the school clean. And
we need all the people that work at the school, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like the school is kind of like a little mini city, you know? And like we have all these different moving parts and it's good to think of all of them.
Yeah.
I know, like, some, like, things I've heard is that there's lots of different days during the year. So there's, like, custodial day, there's lunch worker day, there's bus driver day. And so they're like, well, do I still, like, they're like, can I just keep the teacher appreciation separate? Because all these other people get, you know, they get their days during the year. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, like I see that. But it's kind of hard when you're...
I think it probably depends a little bit. I mean, obviously your school and your budget. But, you know, if you're going to do, like, a lunch in the faculty room or whatever, you know, maybe make that available to everyone.
I know, it's like, more you awkward can't than, like, eat in here.
You can eat in here, but you can't eat this food. But, you know, if you're doing, like, a teacher-specific gift that week, you know, maybe, you know, just put it in their boxes. And I don't know that I would feel hurt if I didn't get a dry erase marker, you know.
Yeah. Well, and we definitely, like, have, like, I mean, at my school in particular, we have always had the parents kind of do big things for the teachers during Teacher Appreciation Week, but we're not necessarily doing that for, like, the front office ladies or whatever, because they get stuff on their day, too, so.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely, you know, something to talk about, but just be considerate in how you're going about things.
For sure. For sure.
So one thing that my school does that the teachers have loved is that, well, the whole staff loves it and the kids love it, is that when you walk into the school, we have the main hallway. And down that main hallway, we always decorate it really big with whatever the theme is. And so last year, our theme was like Willy Wonka. And so every teacher had their, like, picture blown up on, like, a Willy Wonka character, like, on Oompa Loompas. But in the past, we've done, like, cowboys, we've done circus animals or circus characters. And some teachers have them, like, in their room. They're, like, little characters.
It's a little collection.
Yeah, it's so cute. And so it's, like, sometimes I'm like, we need to scale it back, or we need to try to, like, do it a little bit differently. But I'm like, well, we kind of... We can't now, like...
This is awesome.
Now the expectations are...
Yeah, and that's just... Yeah. It just is really fun. And so we try to decorate that hallway and then, like, the lunchroom hallway because, like, pretty much everyone goes down those two hallways.
Yeah, that's fun.
And it's really fun.
Yeah. That just reminded me, just thinking of budgets, I know our middle school and our high school have a couple of times kind of collaborated together and they've had them... They've held them on off weeks, so... One of them does it the first week, and then they take, you know, like, extra supplies or, like, decorations, and then the other school will use it the second week, so you can kind of stretch those decorations a little bit further.
I think that's such a great idea.
And kind of budget it out and split it between the two, and, yeah, I think, and then they do the same theme, and, you know, you can kind of save a little bit a lot of times if you're buying in bulk, and, you know, if you're buying in really bulk, you might save even more, so... I thought that was kind of a fun idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
For even just, like, two elementary schools, too. Yeah, that's true. Like, we all have two elementary schools close to each other, and I think that's a great idea. And I think that would be a really good idea to, like, collaborate in councils about.
Yeah, I love that idea.
You know, when are you doing your teacher appreciation? And, you know, have you thought of a theme?
Mm-hmm.
We work together on the Wicked theme or whatever, you know.
You do the decorations this week. We'll take your decorations and do them next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or we can help out. Yeah, so I thought that was a really clever idea and kind of a way to help stretch your budget a little bit further because I know that can be tricky sometimes.
That's a good idea.
So, yeah. So how about things that, like, have you ever had things that maybe didn't go well for teacher appreciation, or things that you're like, okay, that I learned from that experience, let's avoid that in the future.
I've only done 3 teacher appreciations.
Well, that's good that all 3 of them have gone well. Right? That's good. It's good that you haven't had major disasters.
Ask me in 10 years. I'll still be here, guys. I mean, going anyway.
I can't think of, like, a specific disaster, but I think kind of being mindful, like, one time we did do soda bars, and we didn't think about, like, dietary restrictions sometimes of teachers, and there was a teacher who was diabetic, and, you know, like, she was nice about it, but, like, when we found out that she, you know, was trying to avoid the sugary drinks and stuff, we were like, oh, you know, we could have done better. Although, I think we did have diet drinks there. But I don't think we had any sugar-free syrup. Mm. So it was like, she could take the soda, but she couldn't make
it. Yeah, she couldn't make soda. It, like, fun.
Fun yeah. soda with it, because we didn't have the sugar-free. So sometimes, like, just thinking about and knowing and being knowledgeable of your dietary restrictions or, you know, things is really helpful, too.
Yeah. And I also think letting your people know ahead of time that teacher appreciation is coming, you know, and kind of even, like, what's expected during teacher appreciation, like, this is what our school does.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, every school is constantly getting new people, and they may not know, like, what the expectation is. And also, like, we do, at my kids' elementary school, we do, like, kind of, like, themed days, and we give ideas of little gifts you could bring in each day.
Oh, that's
but we also try to make it really clear that, like, you don't have to bring in right. those gifts.
That's yeah. good.
Like, they're not required, and if you want to do something totally different, you can, you know, or if, you know, whatever. If you yeah. want to do all of them, that's great. If you want to do one of them, that's great, too. Like, anything is appreciated.
Yep.
Even if you do nothing, like, that's okay, too. Like, sometimes right. we're in that
mm-hmm.
position, and you just write a card. I mean, that might be more valuable than the tissue.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
But I think definitely letting people know, like, what's coming ahead of time, and so they can plan for it.
When even the teachers, just knowing, like, what to, like, knowing, oh, I'm going to get lunch on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and this is what lunch is going to be, not just saying you're getting lunch, but, you know, letting them know what it is so they can, you know, prepare, maybe not bring lunch that day, or if it's something that they're not sure if they can eat or whatever.
Yeah.
You can kind of.
If it's kale salad, they'll be like, oof, I'll bring my own stuff.
Oh, I love me a good kale salad. What are you talking about? I don't want it to all be kale, but it's good. It's so good. And a chopped salad? Mm.
Nope.
I'm going to eat a salad tonight. That sounds really good. And I don't think, like, any teacher appreciation is bad. All teacher appreciation is good. But sometimes you can bring new ideas to the table. So don't be afraid,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
And here I am saying, like, oh, my school's done it like this.
You're going to do it like this for the rest of your life.
You know, but it's okay to, like, reinvent the wheel or think of doing things a little bit differently. Like, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I was just, it's been on my mind. I mean, we thought about doing this podcast for a while, so I've been thinking a lot about teacher appreciation, and I just was, like, recently feeling like, well, maybe we scale down teacher appreciation, but maybe we have a pretty nice budget for it, and so I'm like, maybe we do a monthly lunches or a little monthly gift, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just so that they're feeling the love all throughout the year.
Yep.
You know, especially, like, sometimes when morale is down, like, after the legislative session or different things, they're... You know, like,
yeah.
we got to boost them up.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, being thoughtful about even the gifts, you know, if you have a really low budget, you know, it's not like you have to spend a lot of money, but, you know, maybe not another mug.
Yeah, definitely not more mugs, I think. And I kind of want to say, like, no Christmas ornaments either.
Although, you
but
know,
I've sister definitely was a teacher made and she some loved Christmas ornaments. So
she loved that because she's like, I knew that I could put it on my tree. She's like, I still put it on my tree sometimes. So she liked, my sister said she liked
it. And I guess, like, be, like, mindful about it, you know. If you're just getting, like, a Christmas ornament to, like, check it off your list, you know, mm-hmm. like, maybe not get that. But yeah.
I actually did see a video, and I don't know, it was a teacher. And I guess in, like, the first couple of years of her teaching, she had a student, she was getting married, and she had a student give her, like, a bride and groom duck. I think it was a bride and groom duck. And, like, they were on her desk, you know, she's like, this is my, anyway. Well, because she had ducks sitting on her desk, like, all of the students started to think that, like, she loved ducks. And so now, and she's like, this is me years later, and she just had, like, I think she hung them or whatever. Anyway, she just had all these ducks everywhere, just ducks all over her room. So be careful, maybe, about what you start. But, yeah. I thought that was really funny that just those two little ducks that were given to her as a gift turned into this. Like, everyone just thought that she loved ducks. And Now she probably does it just because.
I know, like.
It's like her thing. She's like the duck teacher. But
that's yeah, awesome. That's funny. So. Well, and I think, too, sometimes our teachers go through hard things during the year, and I think it's good sometimes to give those teachers a little extra love, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I was, one of my kids' teachers was going through something, and I just talked to the room mom, and I was like, hey, I want to do this thing for our teacher because, you know, they're having a hard time right now, and I think just when you know someone's thinking about you and caring about you, that can, like, really buoy you up in those hard times. Yeah. And, yeah.
Well, and probably that just made me think of, you know, there are teachers that I've, you know, and hopefully I conveyed this to them, but, you know, I probably, like, them receiving a note knowing that something that they did had a huge impact on you or your student, I think is a huge thing. You know, I just think about some teachers that really were, you know, a blessing in my kid's life, right, when they needed it, and, you know, just help them, then, and they may not have even realized it, but they helped them through a hard time. And I think as a teacher, being, hearing that, you know, whether it's in a note or, you know, being told that, I think that's huge, and probably makes them go, okay, you know, I do, you know, I am making a difference, because sometimes I think they probably wonder.
Yeah. Well, just today I was subbing at my kid's elementary school, and we went and talked to one of our favorite teachers afterwards, and she was like, I have to show you this note that your daughter wrote me, like, recently. That's and cute. And just said, you know, thank you for being your teacher, and just like what the difference that she had made in her life. And I was like, I didn't even know she wrote that. That's so sweet. But she was like, she has this little keepsake of things on, like, her little entranceway of things that her students have sent her, just like special notes and things over the years. And I was like, yeah, that stuff matters.
Yeah.
That's, you know, cool.
Yeah. Probably sometimes more so than the, you know, little gifts that they get. Those, yeah. Those things that help them see the difference that they're making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be cheap.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to.
Just... Well, and I think the more that you allow your student, too, to be involved in that, you know, if they're the one writing the note, too, that's
yeah. I love it. Well, I'm excited for teacher appreciation this year. Do you guys know what your school themes are, if they're having themes yet?
Nope.
I don't, actually.
That's good.
I can't go to my school's meetings. They're at the same time as
board. I know. I struggle going to mine, too. It's hard to fit in all the time. I know my school's doing Wicked. So
cool. That's cool.
I'm excited about theme. That.
Well, and I think the theme ones are kind of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen where they've done, like, I'm trying to think of themes that they've done. One of them, we actually did a Dr. Seuss week, and cute. That was really fun. Just, like, different Dr. Seuss themes. I think they did kind of a beach theme. I've seen spa themes.
Last year when we did our Willy Wonka theme, you know the meal that they have in Willy Wonka, like the old one, the old Charlie
Chocolate one.
Factory, and it has like blueberry pies and roast mm-hmm. beef. Uh-huh. So that was like what we had on Friday. Like the meal was like themed fun. Towards that. It was so funny because it didn't like mesh together, like really, but it was awesome.
That was fun.
That was really fun. Really fun. I loved that.
That was fun. That's a fun idea. Cool. Well, I would love it if you guys would share, you know, some fun ideas or things that you've done, you know, as far as teacher appreciation, things that worked really, really well for you, or maybe some suggestions for things that didn't
go. So yeah.
And share them with us. We'd love to hear them. We'd love to hear back from you. And yeah, there might be an incentive for doing so.
I mean, always stickers. We still need to give Amy her sticker.
I know, we do.
We need to.
It's not like I don't see her all the time.
I know, seriously.
Yep.
Awesome. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Let's dance. Okay.